Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to the Soul Boost podcast. Our mission is to bring you light and share our experience with you to help you reconnect to your soul through this podcast. And we are your hosts.
Hi, everyone. My name is Basha. I am spiritual counselor, holistic healer, and spiritual life coach.
And my name is Agnieszka. I am a digital creator, curious mind, interested in all aspects of personal development, psychology, spirituality, nutrition, and fitness.
If our message resonates with you, please follow us on Spotify and iTunes.
And now grab a cup of tea and come hang out with us. Hi guys, and welcome to episode number 16 of Soul Boost Podcast. In this episode, we will discuss new moon. What is new moon? What are some rituals that you can do during the new moon to take advantage of it, and how it can affect our behavior? Good evening, Basha. How are you doing this lovely, hot evening?
Good evening, Agnieszka.
Good evening, Basha.
Good evening, Agnieszka. I feel marvelous today. It's such a nice weather outside. You know, we're having such a hot summer finally in Malta. So yes, I'm marvelous. I'm great. I'm wonderful. And how about you? How are you feeling today?
Amazing, as always. I'm not going to surprise you here. Amazing, amazing, my dear.
That's great.
It is. It is indeed. So the next two episodes will be inspired by the recent new moon. We have been getting a lot of questions about what can we do during the new moon and full moon, how those moon phases are actually affecting us, and how we can take advantage. What are some of the rituals that we are practicing, or what are some of the rituals that you guys can practice and implement into your life to enhance it? And that's exactly what we're going to talk about. So what is new moon? Well, new moon is one of several phases of the moon. And it is a great time to manifest. It's a very powerful time in terms of manifestation, because manifestation is much, much stronger during this time. So if we are consciously manifesting during the new moon, we can achieve far greater results with far lower effort. So it is very useful to know what to do, what not to do, and what are some of the rituals that you might want to incorporate during the new moon?
Yes, because new moon is the first phase of the moon cycle, and it literally means reset. It means new beginnings. It means setting new intentions, planting that seed of those intentions, and setting new goals. Moon phases affect most of us, as same as they affect the oceans. Because we're made of 80% of water, and some of us don't even realize how much new moon affects us. Especially women, we are affected. I'm not saying it's a curse. I'm not saying it's a blessing. It's just the fact that many women sync their menstrual cycle with new moon phase. And if you have new cravings for new flavors or new adventures, or in general, you crave new things in life, most likely, there is a new moon working its magic on you. And during new moon, we usually do some rituals. Do you do your new moon ritual?
I usually just set intentions. I write down some intentions of the things that I would like to achieve. Like you said, it's time for new beginnings. Yeah, that's all I do, really. I just write down my intentions and I meditate on them and I let the universe take care of it. At the same time, because we are manifesting at all times, and this is what some people don't realize or forget. They think that we only manifest when we are like, this is what I want to happen in my life. But we really have to be very careful with the way we manifest, because if we are scared of something, for example, this is exactly what we are going to attract into our lives. So it is also a time to be very conscious of our thoughts and our words and our worries and our fears. So during the new moon, I try to be extra cautious. So what are your new moon rituals, Basha?
First of all, I do new moon ritual almost every month. There is probably like two or three times a year when I don't feel like doing it. Because you don't have to force yourself, guys, to do the ritual. You can try one or twice or three times, for example. And if it's not for you, don't force yourself. Okay, so how we can begin our ritual? First of all, it's nice to choose a quiet place. It can be at home, it can be in the nature when you will not be interrupted for a length of time you want to practice your ritual for. So it could be 20 minutes, it could be 30 minutes, it could be an hour. Just make sure the place resonates with you. And the time of the day you choose, it's good for you as well, because most of the rituals, because it's a moon ritual, happen in the evenings. But if you feel like you can't do it during the evening, on the actual new moon night, you can do it a few days, till a few days after, because, you know, the energies of new moon, they're still active. But don't leave it for too long, just to make sure that you're still affected by those energies. So if you find a place, prepare candles, you can prepare Palo Santo, you can prepare sage, crystals, incense sticks, essential oils.
Are there any specific crystals that you would recommend using during the new moon for a stronger manifestation?
To be honest with you, Agnieszka, no. Because what we actually use those crystals for is to build an altar. And it's best to use your intuition and just check what crystals you're drawn to.
I would say, for example, if you want to manifest love, if you want to manifest love on that particular new moon, then you can use rose crystal, because obviously rose crystal is known for attracting love into your life. And I don't mean only romantic love, love in general.
Yeah, that's actually a very good tip.
Aha! So,
yes, and if you would like to manifest a little bit of abundance, and financial abundance, citron is citron for it. Yes.
So citron, success in general, and success and abundance. But we will have a separate episode on crystals, so we will talk
sure
a little bit more.
Yeah, so guys, whatever you feel like you want to use, and lit the candle, clear the space with sage or with Palo Santo or both, and just enjoy your sacred space, because you just built a sacred space for your ritual. And also start meditating. If you're ready, if you think it's the right moment, just start meditating. What's very important is also to write your new intentions in the notebook, your new goals, and what would you like to bring in your life, and visualize those new goals. Visualize they already happening, and they already happen. And
visualize it, but also feel how would it feel if you already had them in your life, all that love, all that abundance, all that success, all that peace.
You can actually finish it by saying so it is, or you can say thank you three times and use a bell, or you can clap your hands just to like finish it.
So to sum up, set the time aside, find the right space, grab pen and paper, make a little altar of all the things that resonate with you, write your shit down, visualize it, feel it, and ring the bell.
Easy. But what's very important, guys, is that every month the energy is different. So you will feel different things every month, I promise you.
That's very true. Energies of the moon are very different every month because they are affected by different planets as well. So, but these are the basics. These are the very basics. During the new moon, the manifestation is much stronger. So we are setting intentions, setting goals. Okay, guys, thank you for tuning in. We hope that this was helpful. And in the next episode, we will talk about full moon. What can you do during the full moon? And why full moon is so significant in general.
Ciao, guys. Thank you for listening.
Bye. Thank you.